This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched various development projects worth over 16,000 crore rupees in Kerala and Tamil Nadu yesterday. The PM laid the foundation stone for various projects and dedication of completed projects in Tamil Nadu to the tune of 5,650 crore rupees at Panjapur in Tiruchirappalli. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, infrastructure development programs initiated by the central government will improve connectivity and increase job opportunities for the local population there by improving the local economy.
Today's program is an important one for the future of Tamil Nadu. It is related to project worth 5,600 crore rupees. These projects are about infrastructure for clean energy, petroleum-related manufacturing, highways, railways and rural roads. They will boost energy access connectivity and create thousands of jobs for the youth of Tamil Nadu.
The PM flagged off 5 new train services, including 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains, 2 regular express trains and 1 passenger train. Mr. Modi also dedicated the Indian Oil Corporation lube blending plant. Speaking at the program, the PM said, the government is working day and night for the development of the state. The piped natural gas connection project in Nilgiris and Erode districts of Tamil Nadu will give an eco-friendly, positive environment, which will be equal to planting 4 crore trees in 8 years. Later, addressing a public rally organized by the NDA, the Prime Minister referred to the conflict in West Asia, saying that it has affected the whole world's energy supply chain. Earlier in the day, PM Modi launched multiple development projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Kerala. He also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhila Kerala Dhivara Sabha in Kochi yesterday. Joint Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma has said that India's crude supply is secure and about 70% of the country's crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. Addressing inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, she said that the volume of crude oil secured by government exceeds what normally would have arrived through Strait of Hormuz. She also informed that domestic LPG production has increased by about 25% and the entire domestic LPG production is being directed towards household consumers. Ms. Sharma stated that the delivery of domestic supply of LPG takes around 2.5 days and called upon people not to go for panic booking, assuring that supplies remain adequate. The Joint Secretary said that country's gas companies have procured LNG cargoes from new sources. 2 LNG cargoes are on their way to India. Meanwhile, spokesperson of the External Affairs Ministry, Randhir Jaiswal, said that the government remains committed to the welfare of Indian nationals who reside in GCC and West Asian countries. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting with the Chief Secretaries and Directors General of Police of all states and Union Territories to review the supply and distribution of LPG across the country amid West Asia conflict. During the meeting, all states and Union Territories were advised to ensure protection of the LPG supply chain by ramping up security for the concerned infrastructure and personnel. They were also advised to monitor local LPG supplies on a daily basis, take strict action against violators, and maintain law and order on the ground. India has reiterated that targeting commercial shipping and endangering innocent civilian crew members or otherwise impeding freedom of navigation and commerce should be avoided. In a statement regarding the attack on a Thai ship, Mayuri Nari, in the Straits of Hormuz, External Affairs Ministry said India deplores the fact that commercial shipping is being made a target of military attacks in the ongoing conflict in West Asia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.